The following shiur has been presented by Rav Chaim Weg, Rosh Kollel of the Scranton Community Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To dedicate a daf, a perik, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
Tainis Daf Lamed Aleph. We learned in the Mishnah that Chamisha Asa Ba'av, Tu Ba'av, was a Yontif by Klal Yisrael. And the Gemara in Daf Lamed Aleph discusses what was the Siba, what was the cause of Tu Ba'av becoming a Yontif. What happened on Tu Ba'av? So Rav Masna says, Rav Masna, Eimer, Yom Shenidu Arugei Beitar Lekfura. Beitar, as we know, was the Ir Gadol by Yisrael after the Churban HaBayis. And it was a rebellion against Bar Kochba, led a rebellion against the Roman government. And Beitar, as we learned earlier, was destroyed on Tisha B'Av. And in the words of the Mishnah Berurah, there were Alfei Revavos Klal Yisrael who were killed. Thousands upon thousands, tens of thousands upon tens of thousands of Yidden who were killed as a result of Churban Beitar. And B'Shas Churban Beitar, the Goyish king did not allow the people who were killed to be buried. The Yerushalmi says that he had the Khazar had a tremendous vineyard outside Beitar, and he made a human fence from all the bodies, Rachman al-Atslan, of the Yidden who were killed. He fenced in this tremendous vineyard, 18 mil by 18 mil, and he was able to fence it by the Harugei Beitar. He stood up the Harugim, and he made a fence around his vineyard. And that was the matziv for several years, that they were not allowed to be buried by the government. And eventually what happened was, there was another melech, and this other melech gave reshus on Tu B'Av for these Yidden to be buried. And this reshus was given on Tu B'Av, and as a celebration of the fact that Klal Yisrael got a reshus to bury the Harugei Beitar on Tu B'Av, they established Tu B'Av as a yontif. We'll discuss a little bit later on why is this such a significant nace that it has to be remembered for all generations to come. Rav Masna goes on to say that Oysoyim Shenitna Harugei Beitar Lekfura, that on that day, Tu B'Av, when the Harugei Beitar were allowed to be buried, Tiknu B'Yavne HaToyva HaMetif, they were misaking the bracha of HaToyva HaMetif, the fourth bracha of benching. It's a bracha that we say when we drink wine, when there's Shino Yayin, when one drinks with his Chaverim, he drinks one type of wine, and then they bring out another type of wine, and the second type of wine is different or better than the first type of wine, then the bracha HaToyva HaMetiv is recited to Siman and Shulchan Aruch to discuss exactly when and what the parameters of this bracha is. Al Kolponim, B'Shas, when the Harugei Beitar were Nitei L'Kfura, so Chazal were Masakin the bracha of HaToyva HaMetiv, HaToyv Shelo Hisrichu, first on the nace that the Mason did not get bad. Although it was several years, the Mason did not go bad, they did not become any sirchain, and v'hametiv shenitnu l'kfura. To be meshabech, the Rebbe Yishtoyel number one, on the Gvaldik Nes, that the Mason did not decompose, and second of all, to thank the Rebbe Yishtoyel for the Gvaldik Nes, that they were nitei l'kfura. So I wanted to share with the Eilam two ha'oras about this Gemara, the Gemara of the Harugei Beitar. Number one, the Yerushalmi says that the reason why Beitar was destroyed was because that they were not misabel al Yerushalayim. They did not mourn properly for the Churban Beis HaMikdash. In fact, Beitar had a revach of sorts in the Churban Beis HaMikdash, and they were not misabel al Yerushalayim, they were not misabel on the Churban Beis HaMikdash. And if one thinks about it, it's a mind-boggling yisoid and a very scary lesson for us all. When the Yerushalmi, in our Perek, discusses how big the Churban of Beitar was, The Yerushalmi says that on that day, Tisha B'Av, when they were killing out Aruge Beitar, there was so much blood in the streets that the horses were up to their nose in blood. The Gemara says that there was a river coming out of Beitar, 44 mil long, of blood from the Harugim. The Yerushalmi says that there were 500 Bate Sefer, there were 500 Chadarim for the boys in Beitar. The smallest of all had 500 children, and all the children but one were killed on that Tisha B'Av in Beitar. The havoc that was created, the Yidden who were killed, the Agmas Nefesh, the Tsaris, the size of the pogrom is unbelievable. So the question is, or I should say the point is, we see from over here what not being Mis'avla on Yerushalayim can do. That so much Misa, so much Tsaris, so much Yiddish blood, so many Kedeshim can all be caused by Rachmana Litzlan not being Mis'avla Yerushalayim. In fact, if one looks in the Siddur Yaivitz in the Dinei Tisha B'Av, it's printed on page Shin Yudalad. So the Yaivitz says as follows: the Kan Mokaim Roy LaHarchiv BaYadibur Il Molay LaHaya Ela Ovin Zed BiYadenu. If this would be our only avera, She'ein Mis'abna Yerushalayim Keroy, that we do not mourn over Churban Yerushalayim properly, Dai LaHarach Galusenu. That would be enough of a reason for the whole Arichas HaGolos, for this that we're in Golos for close to 2,000 years. V'hi be'enai, zok the Yaivitz. And in my eyes, that is the Siba Kreva, the easiest answer to be given. The Siba Kreva, Hayyoser Gluya Atsuma V'chazaka, L'shmol Chol Hashmodais Hamuflogais, Hagedolais. For all the Rachmana Litzlan, tremendous Shmad, tremendous Neirois, Mavhilois, Asher Batsonu Begolos B'chol Mekoymes Asher Pizurunu Al Tzavareinu Nedafnu. Zok the Yaivitz, if one examines the history of Klal Yisrael, one will see that over the last 2,000 years of Golos, the tsaros which Klal Yisrael had, the shmodesh, the redifus, the torture of thousands upon thousands of peoples, pogrom, Cossacks, Crusades, Holocaust, blood libels, the what was going on in Spain, burning people at the stake. If one looks at the tremendous, tremendous tsaros that Klal Yisrael was saving, that they're unbelievable, they're mind-boggling. Klal Yisrael has always been law-abiding, b'shiflus, more or less a nation which is non-violent, law-abiding, friendly, and yet the Goyim, Rachmana Litzlan, were at our necks for 2,000 years in a way which no other nation in the whole entire world has suffered. Why, Frek the Yaivitz? Why were we chosen for such suffering? The Yaivitz says that the easiest explanation is because we were not Mis'avla al Yerushalayim, we were comfortable in Golos, we started learning the Goyim's mentalities and the Goyim's way of life to the point that we were happy with it, we were comfortable with it, we started learning from them, they became our teachers, they became our mentors, we forgot that we have a higher calling. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants more from us. We belong with the Beis HaMikdash. We are in Golos. We belong in Yerushalayim, Sov of the Beis HaMikdash, Aliyah LeRegel, Nevuah, Kehanim, Nezirim, Aliyah LeRegel 3 times a year. And the Yaivitz said that since Klal Yisrael was not Mis'avla Yerushalayim, that could explain, Rachmana Litzlan, all the tragedies. The statement which the Yaivitz is making, which is really the same statement that Yerushalmi is making, is mind-boggling and is terrifying. That the Yaivitz says that for not being Mis'avla Yerushalayim, the Einish is terrible. HaKadosh Baruch Hu reminds us in the worst way possible that we are the Am HaNivchar and we have a higher calling. And the way that we can save ourselves, save our children, save our mishpachas from Rachmana Litzlan future problems is by being Mis'avla Yerushalayim, by learning how to appreciate what we had, by learning how to cry on Tisha B'Av and throughout the years, Imloy Ales Yerushalayim Al Reish Simchasi, to remember when we do things as Zeicha L'Churban of the Churban Beis Hamikdash, that the Yavit says is the only way to bring Mashiach, the only way to protect ourselves in Galus. And this is the first lesson that we have to learn from our Gemara, that Harugei Beitar came from not being Misavol Yerushalayim. The Yavit says that Shmodeis Rachman Al Tzlan, Tzaris Rachman Al Tzlan, come from not being Misavol Yerushalayim. To avoid Tzaris, to bring Mashiach, our biggest responsibility to protect ourselves and our families is to be Misavol Yerushalayim. That's the first Nekuda. The second Nekuda is a Nekuda of Chizuk. The Meshech Chachma in Parshas Ekev asks two questions. First of all, what was so significant about the fact that the Harugei Beitar were allowed to be buried by the next king, that this becomes a yontif for Deri Deris? This becomes a reason to be misakin a fourth bracha of Birchas Hamazon. The second question he asks is, which really the Rishonim ask already, why is this a bracha which was nikfa al hayayin? Why is Atayva Metiv a bracha made al Yayin? What does it have to do with Yayin Dafka? So the Rishonim already answer that since wine, red wine, looks like blood, and Chazal tell us that they fertilized their vineyard, they didn't have to fertilize their vineyards for years because of the blood of Klal Yisrael. There were vineyards which were fertilized, so therefore we make the zecher of the nes with yayin. Other Rishonim say that since their bodies were put around a vineyard as a fence, so that's the reason why yayin becomes appropriate to remember the nes. But the Meshech Chochma says a gevaldik yisayid. He says as follows: if we look at Birchas Hamazon, Birchas Hamazon tracks, he says, the binyan of Klal Yisrael, the building of Klal Yisrael step by step. The first bracha was written by Moshe Rabbeinu to be recited after Klal Yisrael ate the man. The man, the lechem min hashamayim, hashkocha protis, Klal Yisrael learned Torah, getting the parnasa from the man, 40 years in the midbar, hashkocha gluya, HaKadosh Baruch Hu watching over Klal Yisrael. That's the first step of the binyan of Klal Yisrael. The man, the tekufa in the midbar. We move on to Eretz Yisrael, to Binyan Beis HaMikdash, to Malchus Beis David, and our fervent tefillah that Mashiach comes. And that is more or less the Seder of Birchas HaMazon. The fourth bracha of Birchas HaMazon represents the fourth piece of the Binyan of Klal Yisrael. And that is the Shmira of Klal Yisrael in Galus. Klal Yisrael does not end when Klal Yisrael leaves the Midbar and the man is gone. Klal Yisrael does not fall apart when they're sent out of Eretz Yisrael, when the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed and Malchus Beis David is no more. Because when Klal Yisrael is Bein Ha'umais, when Klal Yisrael is in Galus, no matter how bad and how dismal the situation seems, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is watching, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is orchestrating the events, and although one melech may make a terrible gzeir on Klal Yisrael, wipe out tremendous, tremendous amount of Yidden, go ahead, make horrible gzeiris, that the bodies were not nitin l'kfura, many years later, another melech will come. Or, in the history of Klal Yisrael, in another land, in another area, there'll be a melech shel chesed, which allows Klal Yisrael to flourish in his lands, which allows Klal Yisrael to go ahead and do what they have to do to grow in Ruchnius. And even Mitaych the Tzara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is watching, HaTayv Shalai Hisrichu, that within the Tzara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a nes nigla, thousands upon thousands, millions of bodies out in the sun, and nothing happened to them, totally intact. And HaTayv Shnitei Lekfura, because Lev Melachim Biyad Hashem, and a melech elsewhere, or an elated kufa, will allow Klal Yisrael to flourish in his lands, that Klal Yisrael should rebuild their yeshivas, rebuild their Torah, and Klal Yisrael should be able to grow, to be able to go ahead, and to mekabel Mashiach Tzidkenu. Therefore, zokt the Meshech Chochma. When the Birchas Brachas and Birchas Hamazon, which represent the Yetzira, the Binyan of Klal Yisrael, when Chazal saw the Hashkacha Protus in Golus, the Chesed in Golus of Harugei Beitar, they added a bracha. There's one more step. Klal Yisrael enjoys Hashkacha in Golus. Klal Yisrael is protected in Golus. And he goes on to say something fascinating. Our minig is that we say Melech three times in the final bracha. We say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaElam, and we mention Malkeinu two other times. The Gemara says that the three times Melech that we say in the final bracha is because we do not mention Melech in the second bracha, we do not mention Melech in the third bracha. The Malchus of the Rabbeinu Shlalom that would theoretically belong in bracha 2 and 3 are all mentioned in bracha Bateva Metiv. The Remez, the Meshech Chochma says, is that although we are in Golos, the same Malchus, which could have been seen when Klal Yisrael was Eretz Yisrael, with the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, it's the same Melech who is watching us, guiding us, and protecting us throughout the Golos. And he goes on to say that we say the Bracha Dafka al Yayin. Yayin is what separates us from the Goyim. Chazal were geyser on Yayin Nesech Stam Yenam in order to protect us from Rachman al-Aslan having chasness from Goyim. Klal Yisrael is unique. When any other nation goes into Golos, they blend in. They adopt the culture, they marry, they intermarry with their host culture, and they disappear as a unique nation. Klal Yisrael has the gzeir of Stam Yenam. We're unique. We don't drink their wine, we don't socially mix with the Goyim, and we don't intermarry with the Goyim. The wine represents what creates a tremendous kinna between Klal Yisrael and the Goyim, that the Goyim see us as strangers in their lands for generations, and it's the Yayin, the Isser Chasness, which protects us. So when we pick up our second cup of wine, we make a brocha atayva hametiv. We're different. They hate us because we're different, but we're protected also because we're different. We remember the Harugei Beitar, that in Golos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu may bring terrible Shmadus Rachman Al-Tzlan and terrible Gzeiros. But he's always smiling at us. He's always watching us. He's always there to protect us and make sure that Klal Yisrael remains intact and that Klal Yisrael remains the Am HaTorah, and that Klal Yisrael and Torah reach Bias HaMashiach. It's well known that the Chayav Salvava says, and Yaakov Emden writes in his Akdama to the Siddur, that if a person would like to witness Nisim, which are as big as Yetzias Mitzrayim, which each and every one of us would love to watch Nisim Yetzias Mitzrayim, imagine the Chizuk HaEmuna, the Chizuk in Hashkacha Pratis, the Chizuk in the Bechiras of Klal Yisrael, that one would see, one would feel, and if they would see the Nisim Yetzias Mitzrayim, Chazal tell us, so the Yaivis tells us that if a person wants to see a nace as great as he sees Mitzrayim, he should be misbeinin at the nace of Kiyim Klal Yisrael Bein Umos. He should be misbeinin in the nace that Klal Yisrael has survived the Golos for so many years. Shebechol der v'der, eimnu aleinu l'chal eisenu. In every single generation, the Goyim have wanted to go ahead and wipe us out. Ba'akadosh Baruch Hu matzileinu miyadam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saves us. In Tanit Velayo, it says that, I'm sorry, there's a Medrash in Esther Rabbah which says that Andranias Kezar said to Rabbi Yeshua, G'doylehi ha'kisva sho'imedes ben shivim ze'evim. How great is the sheep which could survive the 70 wolves? Rabbi Yeshua answered, it's not the sheep. Godelhu haraya, how great is the shepherd, shematzilam the shevram lufnaim. How great is the shepherd who protects his Klal Yisrael. The nace of the Kiyim Klal Yisrael is a nace which is as great as the nisim of Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's a nace which has the ability to carry us through thick and thin. we could see the Rebbeinu Shleilam, and it's supposed to give us chizuk that Kadosh Baruch Hu still chose Klal Yisrael. We're still the Am HaNivchar. One can see the tremendous godless of Kadosh Baruch Hu, and by watching the unbelievable kiyum of Avtocha of Loisi Shokach Mipizarei, each and every one of us could witness Nisim, which are as great as, greater than, the Nisim of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Rav Shach Zatzal is quoted as saying that the pasuk in Parashas Kisisa, which Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, that I am going to do for you Nisim in a Neged kol amcha esa niflois, asher loy nivru b'chol ha'oretz u'v'chol ha'gayim. I will do for you miracles which have never been done in front of the nations of the world. Those psukim are written after Yetzias Mitzrayim. The nace which HaKadosh Baruch Hu was promising is the nace of Kiyum Yisrael Bein Ha'umais, and that's the nace that we're celebrating whenever we bench, whenever we make the bracha of HaTayiv HaMetiv. I just wanted to conclude with a beautiful ha'ara, which I heard from the Lakewood Rosh Yeshiva, Harav Yeruchim Olshan Shlita. Rabbi Yeruchim said that there's a difference between the nace of Yetzias Mitzrayim and the nace of Kiyum Klal Yisrael Bein Ha'umais. The nace of Yetzias Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did the nace, and Klal Yisrael were bystanders. However, the nace of Kiyum Klal Yisrael, of Kiyum HaTorah, of Klal Yisrael persevering, we are partners in that nace. Each and every one of us, by learning Torah, keeping mitzvahs, and being mechanech our children, become partners with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this tremendous nace of Loisi Shokach Mipizarei Neged Kol Amcha Es and Eflois, the Kiyum of Torah and the Kiyum of Klal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help that we should be misbein in this nace. We should see the godless of the Rebbeinu Shleilam, the Bechira, the Ava towards Klal Yisrael, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu has. We should be mechazik in our Avelus, Ala Churban, and we should be zeiche to what we learned in yesterday's daf, that Kol HaMisabel Al Yerushalayim, whoever is Misabel on Yerushalayim, is zeiche v'roye v'simchasa.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.